For employment providers, finding work for people with intellectual or developmental disabilities, known as IDD, can be challenging. Advocates say businesses hesitate to employ people with an IDD because they see them as liabilities and are unsure people with an IDD would fit in. As KLCC's Mallory Begay reports, both state and local programs are working on changing this mindset.
At the Twin Rivers Training Center in Springfield, Mike Dixon's outside sweeping leaves off the back entrance of the building. It's one of the items on his checklist as a part-time janitorial maintenance specialist.
I used to do a lot of cleaning, and then I was at a job where I was working around animal feces, garbage, mold, to where I just couldn't do it no more.
Dixon works for the Arc of Lane County. It's an organization that provides a variety of services, including job support for people with intellectual or developmental disabilities.
Basically, quit my job, came to work for the Arc, and started working in a better environment.
Dixon has an intellectual disability, and he spent a year in the Arc's job development program. For Dixon, the sanitary workplace isn't the only plus of his current job. He says he likes interacting with others and being more involved in the community. His success is what the ARC aims to do with each person with an IDD that comes through the door.
We do a discovery process, usually before we take somebody to find a job.
That's Angela Finney. She's the assistant executive director at the ARC.
And that's really focusing on drilling down to what are their skill sets and what types of jobs match those skill sets so that when we find a job, it's something they're actually interested in and that they're qualified to do.
Finney says this individualized plan is part of why it can take a while to find jobs for people with an IDD.
It could be as little as a month, typically more like 6 months to find a job for somebody. It really depends on what jobs are out there and what their passions are.
Another hiccup, she says, is the flood of people with an IDD looking for jobs. In 2015, the state of Oregon was successfully sued for the treatment of sheltered workshop employees. Workers were paid meager wages for doing mundane tasks in segregated environments. Now the State Department of Human Services is trying to assist those same workers through the vocational rehabilitation program.
And this is really a big change, and I want to recognize that, not just for our providers who've been working diligently on this, but for the individuals and the families.
Acacia McGuire Anderson is the statewide Employment First coordinator. She says people who've come from sheltered workshops usually don't know what careers they're capable of doing. But it's not just job seekers who are learning about opportunities, it's employers too.
We hear from businesses a lot that they don't think at their particular business they would have a job for somebody who might have an intellectual or developmental disability.
McGuire Anderson says the process for employment is slow, but the mindset of businesses is changing. She says now is a good time for people with an IDD to enter the job market because the state's overall economy is doing well. Keith Ozels, the interim director for the state's vocational rehabilitation program, points to the growing number of businesses applying for tax incentives for employing people with an IDD.
There's something called the Work Opportunity Tax Credit. Currently, this year, we've been able to issue 543 of those certificates.
These certificates, he says, have generated $1.3 million for businesses that hire people with disabilities.
We're here to provide employers with services that allow them to recruit and retain reliable employees that will stay with them and be able to do their jobs.
The employment rate for people with an IDD in the state for 2016 was 39%, according to a report by the Institute on Disability. That percentage is slightly higher than the national average. However, advocates say they want to see the employment rate closer to the rate for people without disabilities. The Lane County Chambers of Commerce told KLCC News that local businesses are working with organizations to hire more people with intellectual or developmental disabilities. Mallory Begay, KLCC News.